Thank you for calling customer support.
Yes, good afternoon. I have a profound hearing loss, and I just got notice from my bank that you are deducting $16.
I can barely hear you.
You can't hear me? Hello?
Yes, I'm here, ma'am. Can I have your email address so I can locate an account?
Okay, sir, I have a hearing loss, and I'm trying to speak with you. Do you have a customer service person that can speak to me while you're deducting money from my account?
Yes, ma'am. What I said is, can I have your email address so I can locate an account?
Email address is Diane, DyanneBryant at yahoo.com.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
My first name is Mary. Middle name is Diane, DyanneE. Last name is Bryant, Bryant. I'm asking who you represent, please.
Yes, ma'am. I'm with PropertyRecord.com. This is a volume discount package. It buys 19 report credits every month for a year or until you call in and cancel. It shows we did a property search on you for you. Yes, I did a shows you did a property search on 3485 Bluegrass Lane, Springs, Georgia.
I don't live at that address. I don't live at that address.
I didn't say you lived at that address, ma'am. Said is that it shows we did a property search for you on 3485 Bluegrass Lane.
I don't. Okay, you're asking. Okay, I asked for one print. Okay, I got one report. It was supposed to be for $1, and you're charging me. I'm not giving you permission to do that. I don't want anything further from that. Okay. If you've got me signed up for a monthly deduction for my account, we need to stop it, because I'm going to the bank right now to tell them that I did not get permission for you to take that out of my account. I'm really stressed for money right now. I have very little left in my account, and you taking even $16.95 out of my account is not acceptable. I am calling this number because what it lists you as being... this number is taking this money out of my account. I'm desperate. I need to talk to your customer service or whomever. I do not want that account that you're offering. I have
no. Yes, ma'am. If you no longer require our services, I'm going to go ahead and cancel out your account. This stops all future charges effective immediately, and I have a cancellation number for you. Just let me know whenever you're ready.
Okay. First of all, my question to you, if you can slow down for me, because communicating by phone really gives me stress, okay? I don't normally talk by phone. I talk by email or texting, all right? But it does concern me that you're taking $16.95. Are you going to you haven't processed it, hasn't processed that and deducted it, but it's taken it out of my account already. So I need you to reimburse that amount of money, please, because I'm down to $100 to last me for probably the next month. Okay, that's how limited I am on income right now.
Yes, ma'am. Per your request, I'm more than happy I've canceled and refunded that charge back to you. Should be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Refund confirmation number is going to be 151.
Can you send it to me via email since you have my email address? I'm
ma'am,
sitting in a hot
151-8163. That is me,
sir,
telling you the refund number. No, we can't send that number in an email. We'll send you an email that lets you know that we refunded the charges. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yeah, you can slow down. I asked you earlier to slow down so I could try to understand you. So you're going to add that amount back into my account, correct? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am. I gave you a refund number, and you asked me, could I send it to you in an email? No. It won't be in an email. I said, we'll send you a...
I'm trying to tell you that you're going so fast. You're going too fast for me. Can you do yes or no for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Yes, you can answer my questions. Yes,
I did answer it, ma'am. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, yes, ma'am. Again, that is a yes, ma'am. It's been canceled and refunded. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Are you sending an email with that information? Are you sending an email to me confirming that information, sir? Yes or no?
I said yes, ma'am. Again, that's a yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
I commend your mother that you are saying yes, ma'am, but you don't need to say ma'am. I'm just asking the simple question. So do I need to go back to my bank right now and tell them that I did not get permission for you to deduct that?
Ma'am, you can go back to your bank if you like. I explained that I canceled and refunded it. I gave you a refund confirmation number. You asked me to just give you a yes or no answer. I said, yes, ma'am, it's been refunded. I said, yes, ma'am, it's been an email sent.
Okay, try again. Give me the confirmation number, please. What is the confirmation? One digit at a time.
518163.
5186. What, please?
8163.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to understand you. I mean, I'm really at a very limited amount of capacity to understand.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with?
Is there someone else that's in your service that I could speak to, like your supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. One moment and I'll transfer you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for patiently holding. Transferring now. You will hear music on the way going over. Please do not hang up, and the supervisor will be right on the phone.
Thank you.